Om Shanti. 23rd August 2019. Friday. The essence from today's Murli. Sweet children, you accumulate an income on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You accumulate an income on the pilgrimage of remembrance. From being in debt, you go into credit and become masters of the world. So from being in debt, you go into credit and become the masters of the world. So from this remembrance, yad, you earn income. What are the sources of income in the world? Sources of income in the world. There are many sources of income. At least 10. Earned income. You work hard, you earn. Throughout the day, do some job, you get salary. So, this is the most common income in the world. A laborer works the whole day and gets the income. So, that's the first. Second is profit income. In profit income, you purchase and then you sell. If you purchase for 10 rupees, you are selling it at 15 rupees. So you get 5 rupees profit. So that is known as profit income. Then interest income. Interest income. And deposit in the bank. 1 lakh rupees. After 10 years, you get interest. More than that 1 lakh. Then dividend interest. Shares, larger scale, bank, smaller scale, share market. So you invest and then you get return in lakhs, but you can also go in loss. Then rental, you give your room on rent, house on rent, you don't do anything, every month you get money.
Cloth.
So whatever. You get money on rent. So that is also source of income. So you give on rent and you earn. And then ancestral property. Your forefather or somebody's father has died and he has given all the property. So ancestral property you get. And then
lottery.
So you earn. And then capital interest, capital income. What is capital income? You purchase a plot for 1 lakh rupees and wait for 10 years. After 10 years, it has become 50 lakhs and then sell it. That is known as a larger scale. So wait, purchase, wait and then sold it. Or whatever, anything it could be. It's just example of land. So that is known as capital income. And then will. This should be 10, I think. Will. One, I said ancestral property. Automatically good. Will means somebody else has given will that you will be the you will be the master or taking you will be taking care of that entire property. So in the world there are different types of, ancestors, yeah. That is earning. You earn, you work hard, and you earn. Achha. Dividend interest in shares. So, there are different ways of earning. There is one more, royalty income. Royalty income is this one. You sell your ideas, your properties. For example, I am sitting here and there is some project going on, franchise or some project. I suggest them do this then this. And they then give me small part of the total income. That is known as royalty income. So, suppose I am the story writer. I'll write the story and give it to the filmmakers. They will earn, they will create a film and earn. And out of that, they will give me small part of the payment. That's also income. So there are 10 types of income. There could be many, you can churn more. Now Baba says, your remembrance is the income. Earlier, you were in khata, debt, and now you are in credit. From this debt, you have entered into credit. So, and you become the masters of the world. So, which category of income is this? Out of the 10 types, which category is this? One is lottery. This is lottery that you have got. One. Second, it's from ancestral. It's will. Brahma Baba has given you in one will. What else? Earn. This is also an earned income. Without Purushat, you cannot earn this. So this is earned income. Also, this is profit income. Because whatever you get, whatever efforts you do, you get more than that. Because the account of confluence age is, you do one thing, you get 10 things. Punya, or good deeds. This is also interest. Interest. Insurance magnet. Baba is insurance magnet. So you deposit, and you get it multi-million times. This is also dividend interest income. This is the greatest share. Always increasing. This is also, is it a rental? No. It's not rental. So, remembrance is the income. This is such a new concept that remembrance is the income. So, what is the income that we get from remembrance? This income, what are the qualifications, quality, specialties of this income? It is invisible. Nobody can steal it. Nobody can rob it. Nobody can snatch it. This income you can carry everywhere. There is no fear. This income doesn't require any space to keep. There is no fear of income tax officers in this income. TDS, income tax officer. What is that? File return. What? That. I don't understand much, huh?
So all those things, no CBI raid, and CFEs, so many things. So this is income is, this is actually the highest income in the world. And this is very light. It doesn't occupy any space. You don't need any space to keep it. You don't have to hide it from others. Because this is the income of remembrance. Income that you get from remembrance. And if somebody steals this income from you, he will also become rich. Now what is the income? What is the income? Powers, virtues, and you can mention at least 50 type of income. Purity. The soul becomes satopradhan, the soul becomes pure, the soul becomes double light. Is not that an income? So that is an income. Where you have ascending stage, income. You become lighthouse, might house, income. You earn, healthy body, health, wealth and happiness. That's an income. Then you become fearless. That's an income. Then you get a beautiful body. That's an income. You become healthy. All three types of health, physical, mental, spiritual, social, everything. There is a peace in life. That's an income. The sins are absolved. That's an income. The vices run away. That's an income. You get rid of waste and negative. That's an income. Personality development, leadership qualities. That's an income. Experience of divine love. Experience of God's love is an income. Knowledge increases because of yoga. That's an income. He said double light stage, ascending stage, lighthouse. That's an income. Royalty increases. That will come under divine virtues. So what is the income? The senses become calm. So you become Mayajit. That's an income. Conqueror of Maya. What else? Conqueror of sleep. Nidrajit. That's an income. What else? Relationships. They will become sweet. That's an income. You become teacher. That's an income. Your speech becomes strong and powerful. That's an income. Because when there is a yoga which is powerful, the speech becomes powerful. When the time management, stress management, what else? Service quality increases, that's an income. What else? Creativity will come, that's an income. Concentration power will increase, all powers for that matter. So concentration power will increase, truth will increase, soul will become honest, truthful, loveful, tolerance will increase, silence, solitude will increase, ability to face different circumstances of life would increase, that's an income. Stable, one would be sthitapragya, he will be very stable. Whether it is happiness or sorrow or success or defeat. So one will become strong. One will become cheerful. So that's an income. There will be eternal happiness all the time in the heart. That will be income. What else? Aroma. So one will have fragrance of divine virtues. That's an income. What else? These are the benefits of remembrance. Unlimited benefits. So unlimited income you get. And those, and one more, this income, in those income, sometimes there is an income, sometimes there is a loss. For example, dividend income, you invest shares, but sometimes there can be loss, you can become bankrupt. In this income, you never become bankrupt. Unless and until there is some vice that is entering inside. What else? Happiness. Peace. What else? The more you give, the more it increases. What else? There would be sanskar transformation. Sanskar transformation by yoga, by remembrance. This is the income. Then all the sorrow, suffering will end. That is the income. You will experience more and more bodiless stage. That's an income. Spiritual drills would become easy. That's an income. What else? You will become free from bondages. Nirbandhan. That's an income. You become nirvigna. Free from all the obstacles. That's an income. You become emperor. That's in future. What else? You become angel. What else? You become, what else? You become donor. Automatically. Your heart is filled with mercy. So, you get wings and you start flying. Atma, the soul's battery is discharged. So by remembrance, you get the income of getting charged again. That's an income. The soul has accumulated a lot of rust. The rust would be removed. That's an income. Soul is fixed with alloy. The alloy would be removed. That's an income. The soul is under curse. The curse would be removed. That's an income. Soul is at present bad omen of Jupiter. That will be removed. Out of body experience. So the omen of Jupiter would be removed. That's an income. The soul has fallen down. It will start rising. That's an income. So your drishti would become pure. Vritti would become pure. Your dreams would become pure. Your feelings would become broad. So automatically service will increase. So, unlimited income. So, today's essences, sweet children, you accumulate an income on the pilgrimage of remembrance. This is the greatest income in the world. This is the highest income in the world. This is the imperishable income in the world. And this we are getting not from any other human being. This is from the worldly bank. This is from the divine share market of God that you get this income. So you accumulate an income on the pilgrimage of remembrance. From being in debt, you go into credit. So till now you were in loss. Now you have gone into credit and you become masters of the world. So this is the divine income. We should be after earning this income. Also, one more thing. Experiencing all relationships with Father. Experiencing super sensuous bliss. That's an income. In future, now this was about the present. What about future? You become deities. You become pure. This is an investment for 21 births, or rather 84 births. And you never fall sick later on because of this income. You have got divine personality because of this income. So this income is unlimited. And because of this income, you experience company of God. You make him your companion all the time. So that's an income. And on your every step, you earn multi-million. That's an income. So, you accumulate an income on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Still now you are in loss, you are bankrupt, insolvent, and now you become the masters of the world. And one more thing, income, you get filled with all treasures. There are 9 treasures of Brahmin life. What are they? Knowledge, jnana, virtues, and powers, thought, sankalp, time, happiness, then purity, then blessings from souls, and 9th, elevated actions. So these are the 9 types of treasures, but there are unlimited, like other treasures, contentment, other treasures, truth, so many, the list is big. But these are the main 9 types of treasures. They are known as Navanidhi, 9 type of treasures. So you accumulate an income. So become, in today's Sakar Murli Baba said, very rare and few souls would do such a business, because God is businessman. Very, very rare souls would do this business. He is also a magician, but he is a businessman. So you accumulate an income. So just go after earning this income. Om Shanti.